This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have a lot to be upset about. I'm talking a lot to be upset about. Oh my gosh. All the signs, folks, prove what I've been telling you for months now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump will crush Biden. He will crush the spirit of the Democratic Party like an anaconda squeezing its prey. And here's what I can guarantee you. The Democrats know this. This isn't a secret. They have done everything they can to try to demoralize us, to try to feign excitement for their own party. And none of it is working for obvious reasons. Look, I don't like to lead you down the path. I'm just going to tell you, show me the enthusiasm for the Democrats and I'll concede. They've called out all their secret weapons. Barack Obama's campaigning for him, he's getting dozens of people to show up. There is no secret weapon for the Democratic Party. Are you demoralized? Do you know any Trump supporter who is demoralized, who's going, man, I don't know about Donald Trump? I'm going to give you tons of information today to prove to you, yet again, that there is no hope for the Democratic Party. They want to cheat their way into it. Here's what I will tell you. Here's the sad part about this for Democrats. If they stop cheating, if they stop the game playing, they won't win elections. They can't even win city elections. People are sick of their own Democratic mayors. They're sick of these Democratic governors in states like New York. Excuse me. They're sick of them. But the Democrats want you to believe that, oh, they love Cuomo or they love Whitmer. Please, if they played it by the rules, Democrats wouldn't control anything because people know crazy when they see it. And what we're witnessing right now is a little bit of crazy. And Democrats, it's fun to watch them because they threaten. Oh, man, we'll kick your butt. If you put Amy Coney Barrett in, man, it's going to be hell to pay for the Supreme Court. Okay, no problem. Here she is. Let's go ahead and put her in. Three SCOTUS and counting. What did I tell you? When Donald Trump became president, I told people, I said, Donald Trump, go back and listen to this show. I said, Donald Trump will get at least three Supreme Court justices, and he may get as many as five. And people look at me like, what? See, we don't have to worry about stacking the court. All we have to do is play by the rules. Donald Trump said, I'm the president. He had whatever circumstances led to him making the changes. There they are. So, but he's not looking to stack the court. Republicans aren't looking to stack the court. We aren't looking to change the rules. The Democrats are. But what about this threat of stacking the court? Doesn't that mean you have to win? Huh? Joe Biden? Creepy? Creepy Joe? Joey Fingus? Don't you have to win? Show me how that's going to happen. Do you think Republicans would have gone for getting Amy Coney Barrett approved if they thought Trump was going to lose? See, what's fun to watch is how the change in the Republican Party under Donald Trump. It is truly the Trump Party now. Now, it's only temporary, because as soon as Trump's gone, you guess what? The Republicans will revert back to exactly what they were before. You got to have somebody that has a similar type, strong personality, because the Republicans, they are the most biggest weak-kneed sissies you've ever seen in your life. But right now, they got backbones made of titanium because Trump has put them in there. He's gone to the lab and he's surgically implanted these in them, at least temporarily. But Democrats are in big trouble. And they know it. And the bigger the trouble is, the more that they want to pound their chest and act like they're King Kong. Do you think the Republicans are scared? I don't know if you guys saw the, pardon me, I don't know if you saw the poll that Trump left for all the people, the press that was going to fly on Air Force One. And it showed a CBS YouGov poll that had Trump leading by far in three battleground states. Something nobody else is willing to show. Nobody else wants to talk about it. CNN doesn't want to talk about it. They got plenty of other things to talk about, except when Donald Trump actually has a poll that shows him decisively leading Biden in three battleground states. Folks, this is not an outlier. This is a fact, and you witness it every day, and it always surprises me. I swear it does. It surprises me when you people contact me, and you're going, Kevin, I don't know. I just don't know, man. I don't know. I go, you don't know what? Donald Trump gets massive audiences anywhere he goes. Joe Biden, nobody cares about him. He could bring all, take the top. Look, if Joe Biden had the ability to get every top Democrat, you know, out campaigning for him or doing whatever, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of them, what impact do you think it would have? Do you think anybody wants to see Hillary and Bill Clinton at an event? They had to cancel their own tour. Remember that faded tour that went nowhere? Exactly. Now they got baby black Jesus out there campaigning for Biden. He can't get an audience. And everybody's worried. Oh, my goodness. Because Barack Obama's campaigning for him now, man. He can pull him over the... He couldn't pull Hillary Clinton's fat butt over the finish line. He ain't going to pull Joe Biden's demented butt over the finish line either. Wow. And it's interesting to watch because, you know, Democrats apparently like fooling themselves. They really do. They seem to relish any idea that if we could just, you know, have a fake victory for a while, it'll make us feel good. And you would think after 2016 and getting that smirk slapped off their faces, they would say, look, to thine self be true. But they don't. They continue to want to demoralize us with fake polls and enthuse their own people with fake polls, and only to get the eventuality of getting their butts kicked by Donald Trump and then going, well, we don't know what happened and it was not fair. And then they want to, you know, riot and loot and do whatever else. Let's see how that goes this time around. Let's see how things work out. Same thing with this woo flu. By the way, I'm just getting over a flu. Sorry I had to miss the other day, but I was out of it. But I only have the flu. I can still smell. I didn't have the woo flu. I just had a regular old flu. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No. No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip-hop.
Apparently Kamala Harris thinks she's going to chuckle her way to the White House or vice presidency or whatever. It isn't going to work. But hey, let her think what she wants. That's a strange lady. She's a strange lady. And I can tell you, my gut feel is that women do not like her. I've said this before. She has that thing. And I'm not a woman, so I can't speak for women on this. But I do know a lot of women. And I know the type of women that they go, no. And Kamala Harris is that type of woman that they're like, no, let's not, you know, don't spend too much time with her. I wonder how many real friends Kamala Harris has. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. You could ask that question, honestly, of many Democrats. How many friends do they really have? You know, with conservatives, you know who your friends are. Yeah, I'm telling you, you do. They are there for you. I've got my friends Dale and Lori and Brad and Michelle and many others. I don't even want to start naming them because then people will think, Kevin, what about me? You guys know who I'm talking about. You've been there through me, for me, through thick and thin, vice versa. I can tell you who they are. I don't have to guess. I don't have to guess if I could go get money from them, if they would let me stay with them, if something happened or whatever. Man, done. Done. Democrats, how many friends do you really have? I mean, they got people that hang with them a little bit, you know, go to parties, and maybe they even travel together from time to time, but do they really have people that they love and trust? I don't believe you can have that and be a Democrat. With the type of, you know, the moral relativism that they espouse, you can't really, you know, you can't have a person in your life that doesn't have that moral core. I don't know. That's a good question for us, right? Glad you guys are with me. KevinJacksonShow.com is what where you can find out more about us. And download the show. Let people know. My whole premise today is Democrats have a lot to be upset about. And part of it has to do with the Republicans calling their bluff and going ahead and putting Amy Coney Barrett in as a Supreme Court justice and essentially saying, okay, we call you. We're all in. And they pushed all the chips in. And the Democrats are, if you do this, we will stack the courts. Okay, no problem. What do you think about this? Here's the way I look at it. Republicans rarely ever, they're always looking at the politics of it. Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump's like, look, I got three Supreme Courts. In other words, I have time to get Amy Coney Barrett in. And, you know, I don't care what the rules were before with Merrick Garland. He goes, I don't care what the rules were with him. You didn't have the Senate. You couldn't do it. I have the Senate. I can do it. I'm going to do it. Period. I don't care what the consequences are. And by the way, Democrats, if you were in the same situation, you would have done it, and I wouldn't have been mad at you. That's essentially what Trump is saying. Because this isn't politics. This is, I get the chance to do it, and I'm going to do it. And so the Democrats are like, how dare he? And Trump's like, I don't really care what you think. And see, I love this. This is why I think that this, when we think about what has been the impact of Donald Trump on the Republican Party and on the nature of Americanism in general, it's that he says, look, I'm not making any apologies for the way that the rules work out in my favor. I'm not going to make any apologies. He ran on this.
He filed bankruptcy four times.
Yeah, I did. You let me do it. That's how the system works. So Donald Trump is saying, look, if you want to change the rules, but they're going to apply to everybody. And he did it. He said, the heck with you. And you know, here's what's sad. 52-48, they approve Amy Coney Barrett. This woman was so amazingly qualified. It's pathetic. She was so amazing. That a vote for her should have been 100-0. But it was 52-48. That should really rattle you. This is a woman who, look at her record and tell me what you could disagree with. You could disagree with Kagan because she never served as a judge. But Amy Coney Barrett went all the way through the processes to the very top of where she was going to be before she gets to become a Supreme Court judge, and they go down the party line. How sick is that? And worse, we as Republicans, you know what? We weren't even sure. Because we had Collins and Murkowski and maybe one other, Romney, who we didn't know what they would do. Even in having the Senate, we don't have the Senate. How sick is that? I'll give them credit. They did go down the line, so I'm not going to be mad at them. But wow. That floors me. This is the type of thing that has to make you step back a little bit and ask yourself, what happens after Trump is gone? Are we going to have somebody that can really pull this kind of thing through? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. Is who's going to replace him? Is it going to be Ted Cruz? Is it going to be Josh Hawley? Is it going to be Tom Cotton? We have some people in there who seem to have gotten their, you know, who are getting their sea legs. I don't know. Who do you guys think? All I can tell you is I looked at that vote, and I was the whole time thinking, surely there's going to be some Democrats that go, you know what? I don't care what my party thinks. This is a woman who's eminently qualified. I gave you a record a while back where I talked about she's adopted Haitian kids. She helped a blind girl get through college at Notre Dame, and I could go on. And meanwhile, the Democrats are looking at her like she's, like, I mean, she's, again, party line, she's not qualified. There was a time, folks, in the Supreme Court where people put aside ideological differences and they said, you know what? We may not like the person that the president chose. That's just the way, the nature of the beast. But is the person qualified? And the votes would be like 98-2. You know, 87-13. Now, votes are down the party line. I mean, and they want to say Trump is the one that's doing this. The party line, every single justice that Donald Trump has put into play, down the party line. Pathetic.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As both presidential candidates agree, Section 230 protecting big tech from liability should be removed.
A Senate Commerce Committee hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter is underway in Washington. Conservative bias and recent censorship has lawmakers giving this extra attention. The First Lady, Melania Trump, is on the campaign trail.
Joe Biden's policy and socialist agenda will only serve to destroy America and all that has been built in the past 4 years.
Campaign spokesman Hogan Gidley says the First Lady is an incredible asset to the country, the president, and the campaign.
You gave us when our family was diagnosed with COVID-19. We are all feeling so much better now, thanks to healthy living and some of the amazing therapeutic options available in our country.
USA Radio News. With the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook in attendance and ready to answer tough questions about their recent behaviors regarding censorship, Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut decided to make a political statement.
Frankly, I am appalled that my Republican colleagues are holding this hearing literally days before an election when they seem to want to bully and browbeat.
Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota also gave the respondents a political speech. President Trump's campaign website was hacked.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Huh, Daddy?
Apparently you haven't heard of my vote or die campaign.
Vote or die? What the hell does that even mean?
What do you think it means?
Vote like your life depends on it.
Why?
Because it does.
Your life depends on it, so you better vote.
We have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Vote as if your life, your choice, depends on it, because it does.
The future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake.
Yeah. Don't put this off. We're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Our lives are at stake.
This is not a time to be nice and hope people come around. This is a time to political war.
Look, people ought to vote in this election like their life depends on it.
You have to vote as if your life depends on it.
Vote like your life depends on it, because right now, it really does.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Vote or die.
Wow. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like this is a vote or die situation? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, I think it's an important election. People ask me, Kevin, is this the most important election? I go, I don't think so. I think 2016 was the most important election. Can you imagine if Hillary had won? What would this election mean? So Trump has already done. If Trump loses, which he won't, trust me, he won't. But if he did, would it be the end of the world? He got 3 Supreme Court justices. He's completely redone the district court systems in ways that are, just unbelievably so. It's insane. And I guarantee you, the Democrats are going to have to get theoretically, if Biden were to become president, the Democrats would immediately try to take advantage of Donald Trump's economy. That's what they would do. So they would have to start behaving. But don't worry about it. Donald Trump will win, and he will win big. So vote or die. Vote or die. But I want you to understand how important it is for the Democrats. They are making these types of things. This was an orchestrated vote or die effort on behalf of the leftists. And here's the problem for them. The same number of people that come out to see Barack Obama and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are the same number of people who see that vote or die. Vote or die. You know what people are thinking about when they're thinking about vote or die? They're thinking, man, I'm paying my bills. I got a job. I got PP money, whatever they call it. You know, I got money that from when I got laid off because of this stupid Chinese Wu flu. I got a president who makes me feel optimistic. He's covered me through the end of the year. I'm good to go. Vote or die? Now I'm good. Democrats, folks, they got major problems from all over the place. They don't know which way is up. They don't. It's funny. Before, when they were attacking Trump with Russian collusion, then Ukrainian stuff, none of it panned out. And guess what we're figuring out now? What we already knew. The Democrats are the people that were the crooked ones. And as soon as Trump wins, you better know things are going to change dramatically, folks. And what happens when he wins the House? Oh, my goodness. Nancy Pelosi loses the gavel? Andrew McCarthy gets it? Anyway, there's a survey out. Most American voters believe that the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, was involved in his son Hunter's controversial business dealings. Well, good for them. See, I love these kind of polls because this should be a 100% poll. But they did 1,000 likely voters, met Rasmussen. 54% believe it's likely that Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from Hunter's overseas business deals. Now, Hunter has got an email that says, for 30 years, I've been the family's bag man, and I've had to give half to the big guy. Yeah. Had to give half to the big guy. And of course, the obvious thing, and I'll say it again, but you know, it's old news, but if this were Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., man, we would be looking at them with it would be an electron microscope up their anuses in order to see what was going on with this. But because it's Biden, there's a lockdown. In case you wonder why we don't trust the media or social media, there is a lockdown on a story that is validated with the very information of Hunter Biden and the people that he sent emails to. There are people coming out of the woodwork going, yep, here are the emails that match what he has. And the Democrats and the leftist enablers, their media, are pretending that, well, we're not sure if that story's validated. Story's more than validated. 44% consider it very likely, while 38% said it was unlikely that Biden was involved. How could 38% of people say that it was unlikely that Biden was involved in his son's dealings? What kind of brain must you have? How stupid must you be to say something like that? There's no logical basis for this. But there's no way Hunter Biden can get deals like this done without his dad. There's just no way. I don't want to say it's boring because it isn't boring, but this is a no-brainer. You know Joe Biden had to make this happen. I go back to, your kid gets kicked out of the Navy. Joe Biden says he wasn't dishonorably discharged. Terrible if he wasn't, Joe, because anybody else who got kicked out of the Navy for cocaine would be dishonorably discharged. So what strings did you pull there? Then he gets caught with coke and arrested. I don't know if he went to rehab or whatever. He gets out, and suddenly he's doing multinational deals everywhere Dad happens to go. He's flying on Air Force Two. He's getting sneaked into the back door so that he doesn't have to register the various meetings. And we find all this out because of his son's emails on his laptop that the crackhead left at a dude's computer store. And nobody wants to cover this. They say 21% said that it was not likely at all that Joe Biden had anything to do with his son's stuff. 21%. So, it just goes to show you how crazy the world is. if the media covered this story, let me put it to you this way. If we flip this to Donald Trump, you would see something like 80 to 90% of the people going, oh yeah, yep, Donald Trump definitely helped Don Jr. get this deal. But they don't want to do it. And this is what makes you, at least makes me go, see, this is, I go back to what is conservatives, I don't have a problem. If Donald Trump did this kind of a deal with Don Jr., I would be like, hey, uh-uh, that ain't cool. But the left, they can't do it. They can't, they don't want to be wrong. See, this is what we call that moral relativity. If it's Donald Trump, then we can talk about it. If it's Joe Biden, we can't. No. Joe Biden, he's a true blue. He's like Comey. He's like Mueller. He's true blue. Well, apparently people don't believe it. Because according to Google Trends, searches for "Can I change my vote?" have spiked following the second presidential debate and the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Yeah. See, people get it. And what did I tell you about that debate? I told you, forget all the questions that were asked. And I mean, that Trump crushed him. I mean, he absolutely destroyed him. But what came out of it was Trump saying, Joe, you really need to tell the people what's going on with your son. What's happening over here, Joe? That's what came out. And now, after the second debate, Google surges. They said the last time searches to change votes surged like this was October 30th through November 5th of 2016, following midterms. However, the recent search trend suggests longer, more sustained interest in the topic. So what they're saying is there was a small respite, and I don't know whether it's because they said midterms or they said 2016. But there was a respite where people were looking for to change their votes in 2016, or maybe they were thinking 2018. But not this time. They say it's a trend. More than 58.5 million have already cast their votes, and searches for Change My Vote started trending over the last few days, linked to searches for Hunter Biden, according to Google Trends data. See, they can't keep this. They can't keep a lid on this. They want to, but they can't. We got more when we get back. Thanks for hanging in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment and prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to keep it real with you this segment, and I'm going to tell Democrats, I don't get you. I don't get you. I don't understand how you could want a demented Joe Biden as your president. You got to really feel bad about yourself to want Joe Biden over Donald Trump. There's a pathology there that there is no excuse for. There is no logical explanation. There's not. Dr. Phil can't figure you out. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. You've got to feel pretty pathetic. Joe Biden, of everybody you could have chosen, and I'll admit, your candidate sucked. No question. I would love to give you better news, but Kamala Harris is your VP. She was horrible as a candidate on her own. That was like they took the number 5th and the number 7 candidates and said, let's make them the dream team. Wow. Meanwhile, we got Trump. Trump could run by himself. No offense to Mike Pence. He doesn't need Mike Pence. We put our faith in Donald Trump because we believe in what he's doing. And I'm going to tell you, I've listened to all these leftists. I know in my heart of hearts, they all feel so bad. They feel so rotten for the predicament they're in. They have burrowed in like a tick on a hound dog. Won't dare let us know how wrong they are. You guys have heard me talk about it. The psychology of being wrong. How about this? The psychology of being dead wrong. These people are, oh man, to call them incorrigible, that's not even the right word. It's unbelievable. These are the people that have ushered in the most chaotic time in American history. They have defund the police is one of their core things they want to do. They're talking about global climate change in a time when we have the cleanest air that we've had even after leaving the Paris Climate Accords. We're talking about a time where Democrats know in their heart of hearts that they have, again, one of the most crooked candidates in history. And what do they talk about? Donald Trump doesn't show his taxes. Bunch of little babies. Man, to be one of them, I would be embarrassed. If you're a leftist listening to this program right now, congratulations, because it tells me you are making the turn. If you have found me through some mechanism, I don't know by whom, you should thank that person. Because I'm telling you, staying on that side is insane. I was listening to, what's his name? Chris Hayes, right? Chris Hayes. And I just want you to hear what this guy had to say about Amy. You know, I was going to cover this in the next hour, but I'll cover her again because I do want to talk about Amy Coney Barrett. But here's what Chris Hayes had to say about Amy Coney Barrett and her being appointed as a new SCOTUS justice.
For a long time to come. You know what? He's right. Although there's one thing that was missing in his speech. It's something that's been missing from a lot of conservatives I see writing about the election. Something else that Mitch McConnell and the institutional Republican Party and all the staffers and the lawyers and the factotums and the functionaries and the people sitting in the White House watching this right now, perhaps, the people in Capitol Hill who have TV on right now and the right-wing press who've been supporting and spinning for this president and the people who work for Donald Trump himself and all of his apologists who like to post as independent thinkers, too clever by half, removed from it all, something that every last one of them have done together, other than Supreme Court justices, which cannot be reversed. And that is they have participated in a project that has led to the deaths of probably 100,000 Americans who didn't have to die. Congratulations. You got that done, too. That also can't be reversed. They can't come back. We can't undo that. That's the other accomplishment here, Judge Barrett.
Okay. Somebody explain that to me. Explain to me what justice Amy Coney Barrett has to do with the hundreds of thousands of lives that have been lost and the lies that are spewed about the Wu flu. How does this tie together? What logic, as he would like to say, the lawyers, the functionaries, the factotums, the independent thinkers, what exactly did we do? We participated in this project that led to the death of hundreds of thousands of Americans? You mean like H1N1, like the flu, like killed by accidental death, like the number of people killed in cars every year, the number of people killed by cigarettes. What exactly have we done? These people are insane. And the problem is, unless we get our hand back on this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, unless we change the way that they are being brought up, it's never going to change. We're going to lose more and more of them. Trump put a serious kibosh in all of this But I want you to just think about this guy. I mean, and if you saw the video, he was like, if he had a gun, I would have told people behind the camera, y'all need to run. This dude is crazy. They want you to believe that Donald Trump killed hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, it's amazing to me that the left won't even recognize, wait, this came from China. They won't recognize that Donald Trump shut it down. They aren't even programmed to do it. They are so anti-Trump. They are so anti-you, they will do whatever it takes. And that's why, here's what you can rely on, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's why they lose. There is no voice of reason coming in. At least with you, some of you, you'll say, Kevin, I don't quite understand how you're so confident. You'll question. I give you all the reasons why Trump's going to win, but at least you'll question. I personally think it's a little, you know, I'm going, guys, there's plenty of evidence for you not to have to question, but it's okay. I don't mind that you do. You want to know why? Because you leave open that little window. It says, I don't want to believe that everybody thinks like me. Now, see, I stopped doing that a long time ago. Back when I found out I couldn't market. When I made this T-shirt called Extreme Takeover White House Edition, I thought we would sell thousands of those T-shirts. I think we ordered 5,000. Maybe we sold 100. It was crazy. And at that point, I said, you know what? I don't have my finger on the pulse of that. But what I do have my finger on the pulse of is looking at the signs of things to come. I've always been good at that. So it made me a good management consultant. Is I could look and go, this doesn't sound like the way business is going to go in the next 2 years. And I was generally right. So when it came to this, calling Trump, I'll be honest with you, this one's easy. It's easy. The left has to continually lie. And then they get caught. And while that may satisfy their base, their base has been shrinking over the last 4 years. You want to know how I know? Because you tell me. There are many of you who said, I didn't vote for Trump, but I'm voting for him this time. And I go, well, wonderful. Many of you didn't vote for Trump. You didn't vote for Hillary, but you didn't vote for Trump. And you say you're voting for him again. That's group number two. I look at young women. I say the majority of them have not felt their rights have been disturbed in terms of killing babies. Young blacks have felt probably more connected to the president than at any time in history. Whether black folks want to admit it or not, there is a group of blacks who were moderate Democrats who have said, you know what? Donald Trump did a heck of a job. So what about them? And meanwhile, you know what the Democrats do? They still want you in that cult. They still talk smack about you. They talk about, we got to get that fascist out of the White House. That's what Charlemagne the God said. Meanwhile, while he was explaining, get this, while he was explaining that Donald Trump is talking to young black men and he's telling them the things that they want to hear. He's telling them, you are better than the way the Democrats are treating you. You are better than the way the government has treated you, has disrespected you. We're going to prove it to you. He says he's reaching him. Meanwhile, he calls him a fascist. The guy who's actually reaching young black men. Maybe making these men become better men. You know what I tell you know how you can judge a good woman? A good woman will make you want to be a better man. Well, let me tell you how you judge a good president. He makes you want to be a better person, a better human being. And he tells you, you are redeemable. And don't listen to what these other clowns say about you, because you know what? We believe in you and we're going to give you a shot. And that's what resonates.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.